Nkrumah had done so phenomenally when it comes to infrastructure. He had just finished the Akosombo Dam. It was months after he had switched on Akosombo. And the same opposition at the time said he had run Ghana into debt and that he had borrowed so much. You know, exactly the same accusations like we're facing now, and saying that we've run Ghana into debt. And Nkrumah was saying, Akosombo, look at Akosombo. That's the debt they are talking about. And yet Akosombo gives us the opportunity to light up this country and increase productivity and move Ghana into the status of a modern nation. And he says that, I mean, they've not taken the loans and frittered them away. They've used them for productive purposes. And so it just, you know, reminded me of our present reality. It says, oh, they've borrowed so much. And yet they are seeing the roads that make it easier for us to move people and goods all across the country. And yet they're seeing the hospital that have the provide the opportunities for Ghanaians to have good health. They're seeing the expansion in access to secondary education with the construction of the community day schools. They're seeing the banning of, you know, yellow jerry cans because we've increased water supply and so people can have more access to water. So what we must do, and what I'm thinking should come out of here, is to have an analysis of what our strengths are and what our weaknesses are, and to also look at what our opportunities are and what the threats are. And once we do that, to come up with a roadmap on how we can all work together to ensure that we win 2016. We have done sufficient. In 2016, we should have been going in a better place than we did in 2012, because there's a track record to point at. There are things that we have delivered. I feel very proud. Sometimes I don't know we did it. You go to a community and the chief is praising you to high heaven for some school or some clinic I didn't even know had been put there. You know, but everywhere you go, I mean, it's like, say, so yes, I mean, we've seen the development. We have a good road. I mean, we have enough water, a small town. In Brongahafu alone, water for more than 300,000 households in about 27 communities. I couldn't visit all the 27 communities and commission. So we selected three of them, and we went and commissioned all the 27 water systems in three communities. And so there's a lot that has been done in every sector, absolutely. And if you take the book Accounting to the People, we couldn't even put everything in there. There's a lot that was left out. But even if you look at what's in that book, there's a track record. There is a strong performance when it comes to development and infrastructure that we can defend. We will win this election. I'm confident that we'll win this election.